Yeah, execution-wise and stuff-wise, I think this definitely ranks up there this year. Just constantly mixing, moving the ball in and out. Really just keeping them in between the whole night. I mean, my hat's off to Stallings. He did an unbelievable job back there, so a lot of credit to him.
Trevor Rogers talks about his outing Saturday, and Trevor Rogers, the sample size continues to grow, and he continues to get better. On Saturday, 7 innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, 5 strikeouts. The ERA is now 1.49 on the season. As Trevor Rogers gets the win, he's now 4-1. We'll get to the other part of this in a moment. Orioles win 18-0 on Saturday.
I mean, it was a command tour de force performance. It's starting to get to the point where you almost expect it. Like you especially against, let's face it, a team that swings and misses quite a bit and has a lot of deficiencies. And I think they've won 13 times on the road all year. I tip my cap to him. I am simultaneously stunned and stupefied by it, but yet also have reached a point where, like, I wouldn't be betting against him these days. That's
You're
for sure.
You're betting on him?
I wouldn't be fading him. I'm not betting on him yet, but I'm not. I'm certainly done fading him. It's pretty astounding. And again, you can't find one AAA performance that, like, not only like was it not great in its totality, the moments of singular brilliance at the AAA level don't come close to what he's done at the major league level.
No, it that's the biggest surprise of it. It's not like he was mowing people down at Norfolk, and so he gets up here.
Or he had a couple where he was so shelled, yeah. So you looked at the overall numbers like, okay, well, he was, you know, Nolan Ryan 4 out of every 6 start. Like, no, he was pretty much a
mediocre
replacement level AAA pitcher.
Yeah. One other cut from Trevor Rogers after the game. He was asked if he's been surprised by this success.
Yes and no. I mean, there's always that voice in the back of my mind that's like, you know, maybe it's just a fluke, you know, and I've having a lot of, you know, practice on shutting that voice down and just staying within my process, staying within myself. And on the other hand, like, I've prepared for these couple starts since I got traded over here, and obviously we know the whole story from last year and up to this point. You know, I've worked my butt off to get here, and you know, I'm trying to enjoy it but also stay in the moment, because I know how quickly things can turn in this game. So just trying to stay even keel, stay in the middle. Appreciate and be grateful for the starts that I do have, but that they go my way, and you know, enjoy it for the next 5 hours or so, and then move on to tomorrow.
So we first heard him talk on our friend Dr. Jerry Aloysius Coleman's podcast, yeah. And now hearing him after the game, he lets us in on what's going on with him. He's incredibly likable,
very insightful, very candid. I feel like this pitching staff, even the little bit that Kyle Gibson was here, and obviously Morton. Morton just kind of opens up a vein, good, bad, or indifferent, and lets you in.
Yeah.
It feels like that's become a little bit more of their calling card, right? Kramer's pretty guarded. Sagano's just tough through an interpreter.
Yes.
You lose a lot of nuance and such. Yeah. And I think he's speaking to his reality, which is he's got to embrace this as his new norm. And again, like, he's not going to have a 1-something ERA for that much longer. But, like, he's closer to brilliant than bust. Like, he's got to at least embrace that. And I think he is, and that's showing. And if he can maintain that, then he's going to be a quality starting pitcher. Again, a run like this might not be replicable next year. It's a long offseason. But it does make it increasingly interesting. What do they do with this guy? Do they believe truly that they fixed him? Or is there a part of them that's saying, my God, this was a guy who we couldn't get people out of AAA 2 months ago. Do we need to sell on this?
What I know is he's now made 8 starts. 7 of them have been, at worst, really good.
Yeah.
And 6 of them have been quality starts. And at least 4 of them have been excellent. 1.49 ERA. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know how to explain.
I think we kind of know to some degree how they think over there.
Yeah.
And he's had a nice run here, but Kyle Stowers is going to hit 30-some home runs.
Yes.
And this guy's only controllable for one more year, and Kyle Stowers is 27 well, years old.
If they were the Royals, they would extend Trevor.
Well, that's not. I'm not even broaching that topic. But I'm saying, is there a part of them that will want to sell because, you know what I mean? Whatever they get can sort of recoup and offset what they gave away.
Yeah.
I just wonder because how they think.
Yeah.
And they're trying to appease a party of one, right? They've got to keep this billionaire thinking they know what they're doing enough to keep their jobs. That's priority number one for them. Don't think for a second that anything remotely matters to them other than that. That's what they're trying to accomplish above and beyond anything else. If you don't believe me, this is a guy who sat in Milwaukee and said, we got to change the way we do things. And we're sitting here saying, why isn't Kobe Mayo playing? Like a litany of things that don't back that up.
Yeah.
Including not being proactive enough about selling this team and waiting way too long to wave the white flag. So don't get it twisted. They will do whatever they think they have to do to keep their jobs.
Let's take a moment to talk about the other aspect of this game Saturday night. It was the largest shutout win in franchise history. They won 18-0. The big 9-run seventh inning was the capper in this one.
I mean, it felt like a beer league softball game. I mean, is 9 going to be enough? Is 12 going to be enough? Is 18 going to be enough? It was just one of those nights where, again, there hadn't been a whole lot to celebrate this year.
No.
And for a guy like Sed having a part in that, and, you know, that's great. Again, it's the Colorado Rockies are the worst team in modern MLB history. Like, we just need to, you know, for those who don't pay attention to baseball at large, they are an incredibly historically significant failure of a baseball team.
Yes, they are. Orioles take 2 of 3 from the Rockies, and things are getting switched up a little bit as they go from the worst team maybe in the history of baseball to currently the best team in the American League. The Blue Jays coming to town. They play 4 games in 3 days. Tonight gets things started, 6:30, first pitch, 5:30, BBT live from Pickles. It's Bob Haney and Ryan Ripken. And coming up next, we head out to one winning drive. First day of padded practice, and guess what? Bone is there. He checks in with us next here on The Fan.